When the doors of the blue elevator opened, I saw Janice inside in a white lab coat. "What are you doing here?" I said. "I thought you were in San Diego." "You're always saying things like that," she said. "You have to understand that this is where I work, here in this hospital." "You're kidding," I said, as I reached for the button for the fourth floor and saw that it was already lit. "You mean, all this time, my God, what a way to keep your distance in a relationship." "I have lots of other patients."
"Is that what you call them?" I said with a grin.
"Look, I never thought I was the only man in your life, but hey, it's all right. So, what's with the lab coat? Are you one of those sales reps who try to pass themselves off as doctors?" "But I am a doctor," she said. "First-year resident." "So, you must work killer hours," I said. "I guess that explains why I never get to see you. But why all the stories?"
"They're not my stories," she said.
"Then whose are they? What about that big sale in Atlanta? $10 million? Come on, that was no fantasy."
She inhaled deeply, as if about to say something difficult. But just then the elevator shuddered, stopped, and its doors slid open.
"Well, if it isn't my profligate friend, and what a florid bundle of confabulations you are indeed. Thank you so very much for embarking on this journey."
It was Bill, in a lab coat, welcoming me to the fourth floor.